Welcome back. It is now hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand. Soon to be known as, Region 6 of the New World Order Kingdom or whatever. You know, I sit back and I watch my country fade away like a shadow into the night. I think about all the blood that was spilled needlessly and wantonly trying to protect it from scumbaggery. And then it doesn't matter. And then there's nobody really able to resist, to commentate, to garner any form of adequate attack or defense against the system. The bankers have taken everything from us. It's so easy for them because we gave them the ability to just make money up and they can bribe anybody they want in perpetuity. You know, every man's got a price, allegedly. And even if the man doesn't have a price, even if he can't be bought, you can just buy somebody else who has got a price that will kill that man who doesn't. Assassination. You know, that's at the very end of the day, that's the worst kind of thing that you can really ever think of, isn't it? Somebody standing up for the good of man, for people's rights, for doing what's right. And kill those people to protect evil. Speaking of evil, in his speech, Mr. Key also reiterated the position on metadata. Have you noticed that during this Mr. Key speech, which essentially the New Zealand Herald is just copying word for word, not challenging in any way, shape, or form, and just allowing people that are reading this to be propagandized and have no freaking idea what the real truth of the matter is. He reiterates a lot of things. Now, what does the word reiterate mean? Doesn't it mean something like repeating, as in repeating over and over again, which the CIA figured out was one of the most effective propaganda techniques in order to brainwash people into thinking that what you're saying is the truth? Joseph Goebbels of Nazi Germany knew this. He was their propaganda minister. And he said, if you repeat something often enough, people begin to believe it. And you do. Don't you, New Zealand public? You believe in John Key. You believe that even though he's lied to you 1,000 times, because he just repeats that he's not a liar 1,000 times, that he isn't. Are you freaking kidding me? His position on metadata is that it would be treated the same in the bill as communications. Your metadata is your personal, private property. This is where you are, how long you talked for, all these very important little details which don't really mean anything if you're allegedly not doing anything wrong, right? But it would be treated as the same as communications. Which means that before New Zealanders' metadata can be collected, it will require a warrant to be signed by the Prime Minister and the Commissioner of Security Warrants, who is incidentally appointed by, you guessed it, the Prime Minister. Labour leader David Shearer, now the former Labour leader, because he stepped down like a day after this bill was passed. Isn't that interesting? And goes back to work for the UN, probably. Said a Labour-led government would hold an inquiry in order to create a world-class intelligence service. Oh, you're going to create an inquiry. You're going to appoint a commission, aren't you? You know what a commission does? It commits crimes. You know, the commission of a crime. That's it. All they do is sit there, pay the panel members money. I remember there's another commission where a former prime minister was paid something like $450 an hour to sit there and listen to people's submissions and ignore them. That's all the commission really does. Sit there, listen to people's complaints, and ignore them. Waste people's time. And then whenever the media ever asks any politician any tough questions, the politician has a convenient line for them. Well, I'll answer that question once the commission is done with this inquiry. Have you ever noticed that? You ever noticed that every single time you want to ask a significant question of a scumbag in government, they say we can't answer that question because there's an inquiry going on. Motherfracker, I'm making an inquiry right now. Answer my fracking question. Otherwise, I'm going to have to assume that you are one of the many enemies of this nation from within. I'm going to have to assume that if you're not being straight up, if you're not honest or honestly answering a straight fracking question, that you are an enemy of this country and you're attempting to deceive me and my people. And you will be held accountable eventually. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday. Hopefully. And I'll give my last breath and my last drop of blood to seeing that the enemies of this nation pay for their crimes. Not in an angry mob with torches and pitchforks strung up like a lynch mob, but lawfully, fairly, with evidence, with calm, with precision, your crime shall be laid out. You shall be given the opportunity to defend yourself with a jury of your peers to listen to your pleas. And if you are found guilty, then you will pay for your crimes against this nation. That's my intention, to follow the law. Even though your intention is not, because I would be no better than you if I were to just, you know, try and string you up because I believe that you're a bad person. I believe you're a traitor. That's not good enough. Has to be beyond reasonable doubt in order to be lawful. That's what I want in this nation. The rule of law to be restored. And unfortunately, I may never see that for my nation. I may never see it. I don't believe I've ever seen it. Not in the 28 years that I've been alive have I seen the rule of law actually applied in this country fully. There's always some form of scumbaggery going on. There's always somebody's rights being violated. There's always some new piece of legislation being passed to destroy everything that this nation stands for. Labor Deputy Leader Grant Robinson said Mr. Key's claim that the bill did not expand the GCSB's function was, quote, fundamentally wrong. There were clearly new powers under the cybersecurity function, he said. Greens co-leader Russell Norman, and not to mention the New Zealand Herald doesn't expand on and tell you what those clear new powers actually are, and even quote the legislation, because if they did, then they would be contravening the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister wouldn't be very happy with the journalist who wrote this and probably wouldn't allow them to interview him anymore. Just keep suckling that teat. Guarantee you, it's got a malicious poison lodged within that breast of government that will melt your insides like acidic venom from a spider's fang. Greens co-leader Russell Norman said many people died last century fighting for freedoms. And we, here today, are fighting for those basic principles. But we ain't going to die for them, are we, Russell? We're not going to really take up arms. We're not going to do a whole bunch of things that are really, really threatening to our own well-being, because we like our cushy jobs. We like our government salaries. We like our personal sense of security that we can go home at night and not worry about thugs in black uniforms busting into our homes. Don't we, Russell? That's why you won't resist as much as you probably should. Because you're too comfortable. Too comfortable to fight and die for freedom, as those in previous generations were not. They volunteered to die in service of this country. And now we stop at only words. If words are not enough, we don't go any further than that. What does that say about the spinelessness of our people and of our politicians? What does that say? He said it was hard to have a debate about protecting freedom in the abstract, and that was made harder with the Prime Minister, quote, screaming hysterically about Al-Qaeda. That don't frickin' exist. Attorney General Chris Finlayson attacked several critics of the bill, including Rodney Harrison, QC, that's Queen's Counsel, who presented the Law Society's submission on the bill. Former Prime Minister Sir Geoffrey Palmer, former Director of the GCSB Sir Bruce Ferguson, and historian academic Dame Anne Salmond. He told Parliament that the bill hadn't been rushed through, but perhaps it had not been long enough for Mr. Harrison to come to grips with it. It's going through too fast for the head of the Law Society to even understand. And they think that the politicians understand this. So when John Key lies to the whole of Parliament and the whole of the country, nobody, not even the head of the Law Society, understands the lies enough to challenge them. Unbelievable. He said much of difficulties that the bill addressed had occurred under Sir Bruce's watch, despite him trying to reinvent himself as a commentator. Mr. Finlayson said Sir Geoffrey had allowed the GCSB to operate without any legislation at all while he had been Prime Minister, and he described Dame Anne's attacks as, quote, shrill and unprofessional. I've interviewed Dame Anne. She's anything but shrill and anything but unprofessional. Yet Mr. Finlayson can just sit there and lie. And of course, the New Zealand Herald doesn't say anything. They just sit there and report lies, as if that's what a credible journalist does. Well, this person lied. Let's report it. Aren't you going to say that they actually lied? No, no, no. Let's just report what they said. That's what journalism is in this country. So sad. Practically makes me weep. What danger are we all in? I can't sit by and watch this happen to my country. Or my people. This legislation is one small little wedge that will open up a floodgate of tyranny. I see people dying in future, being locked away without so much as a trial in the future, living in slave blocks next to train tracks, having everything they do tracked and traced. No freedom. No love. no business. Nothing but that which is mandated by evil will be allowed. This is the future of my country. It makes me weep to see it slipping away. And all these scum that work for the media do nothing. And just sit there and report it like it's a food critic. Like that's the amount of importance that it really has. The real problem had been with the passage of the 2003 legislation, which should have never been passed, he said. Yesterday, Mr. Key said he and GCSB Director Ian Fletcher would resign if he found that the GCSB had engaged in mass surveillance because it would be unlawful. Really? I suppose the 88 people who were unlawfully spied on before passing this bill doesn't count. Does it? They've already done it. It's already been reported. It's already been proven. And here they are promising to resign if something that had already happened happened. And of course, they haven't resigned, have they? What's different? Under the current act, the GCSB gathers intelligence by spying on foreigners. Cannot spy on New Zealanders to gather intelligence and protects government communications from cyber attack and may help other domestic agencies such as SIS, police and defence and other entities in an unspecified manner. Under the new act, the GCSB protects government communications and important private sector systems from attack. Because, of course, the private sector now owns the government, so they need protection too. Can spy on New Zealanders' communications content under cybersecurity, though John Key says it will be rare and on a second warrant only. That would make a good TUI billboard, wouldn't it? Yeah, right. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
Welcome back.
Going to Winnemucca Mac.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, New Zealand's only real, hardcore, freedom-loving radio show. And I want to give out special mention and thanks to the New Zealand stations who were brave enough to share this broadcast with the people of this country. I really appreciate that. Dagsy and Greg and Roy, you know, there are a lot of people in this nation who really have a thirst for the truth. But they're not even aware of the existence of this show. They're not even aware of it at all. As far as they're concerned, they're a lone voice screaming into the wilderness. And I implore the listeners, you know, please, for the love of for frack's sake, tell people about this radio show. There won't be any commentary even comparable to the massive cacophony of information and commentary that comes out of this program on a daily basis. There's nothing comparable to it. It must be shared. The people must know. They must be informed so that they can defend themselves from propagandistic mind control attack that the mainstream media perpetrate on all of us. There's only a few lines left of this GCSB article to read out under the new act of the GCSB. It says that it can help specifically the SIS, police and defence to spy on New Zealanders if the other agencies are authorised under warrant or statute. And we all know that they don't operate under warrants or statutes anyway. I don't know how many times I've seen police break the law right in front of my frickin' eyes and just get away with it. Because do you know who you complain to about misconduct by the police? The police misconduct authority, who are incidentally all staffed by police, who protect each other like a gang. So, well, what are you going to do? Let me get this straight. The only restraint... Oh, hold on, let me just finish this off. Also, the GCSB still cannot spy on New Zealanders to gather foreign intelligence. Okay, so that's done. So, the only protection you have against the GCSB is the lying psychopathic Prime Minister and the person he appoints and the lying, deceptive intelligence services, the lying, deceptive police services who you can't complain about or bring to justice because they control justice. And also the corrupt courts which support them, which are populated by a whole bunch of judges who are all practically related, by first cousin at least. Those are the stops. Those are the checks. That's the balance? You've got to be freaking kidding me. I mean, just makes me so angry. We're so fracked. We're so fracked. What are we going to do? All I can do is talk about it. You know, I criticize the politicians for stopping at only words, and yet I'm doing the same. I'm just as hypocritical. I go further than they do with my words, but still, that's all I do. Try to provide a voice, try to provide something that actually means that this country won't just fade into the night. Without screaming, without yelling, without the force of words. It's becoming increasingly apparent to me that words are not enough. Media coverage is not enough. Not when I'm trying to do it all on my own. How much responsibility am I supposed to take on my shoulders to defend this country? How many of the other alternative media commentators and leftists that are, you know, talking about this GCSB bill, most of the information that I have that I've been talking about this has been from them. Yet they do not acknowledge the even existence of the New World Order. They don't acknowledge it at all. Are they willfully ignorant? Am I alone in this fight? Am I the only media in this whole frickin' country talking on radio and making YouTube videos about this, where the big picture gets discussed? You know, unfortunately, in most cases, yeah, I really am. That doesn't make me proud to be the only one. That makes me ashamed. Ashamed of the people of my country. There's 4 million of you living here. 1 million of you overseas. And you're leaving all the important work to me. I shake my head at you. Stop being such a bunch of fucking cowards. You have to start speaking the truth. You have to start putting the real information out there before it's too late. The country needs you. Don't you see that? Don't you see that with a bunch of criminal scum in the government and horrific negligent and pathetic media that this nation is doomed? Don't you see that? What terrorist threat is there that requires this kind of legislation? What is the definition of terrorism? Terrorism's actually a system of government. No Shiite Muslim. Look it up in the frickin' dictionary if you don't believe me. It's a system of government. Terrorism, communism, fascism, they're systems of government. Capitalism, you know. What's terrorism defined by? Well, it's the government using threats, fear, intimidation, and terror to get the people to do what it wants. Think about that. Is your country a terrorist nation? In case of the United States, most definitely. I see how it spies on its people, how it forces them under color of law to give their innocent children toxic vaccines, which cause autism rates to spike. I see all of this going on. And I see so many people in the United States resisting this. I see so many commentators coming out and telling the truth, broadcasting it across the nation, far and wide, doing what needs to be done in order to protect their country. And then I look at mine, and I feel like a lone voice in the wilderness. And it makes me sick to my stomach. What is the... I'm just lost for words. You know? I can't describe what a feeling it is to be a talk radio show host who's lost for words, ladies and gentlemen. That's how bad the situation is. That is how dark the times have become. When even somebody who is a alleged voice of freedom like myself has no more words, has no more to say on the topic. I've said everything that needs to be said. And I feel so bad that it is not enough. There are not enough words in the English dictionary to describe the massive problem that we are faced with. There is not enough words that can be spoken that will stop these tyrants dead in their tracks. When will the time come when everybody will get off their ass and start speaking the truth? Will it be when there's a security camera in your home? Will it be when there's a microchip under your skin? Will it be when there are checkpoints on every road, pulling tubes of your blood to prove that you are who you say you are? What's it going to take? The answer is, you've got to start resisting now. Right now. The time is and always has been now. The only reason why the government and the media and the New World Order have been beating us up till this point, beating us hand over fist, is because you won't speak out. Is because you blame the people for these problems instead of the corrupt government, instead of the New World Order corporate interests that own the government. You say, oh, it's the sheeple's fault because they're not standing up while you sit on the sidelines and do nothing. You're just as culpable as they are. When was the last time you really did something? When was the last time you sacrificed anything for the truth? When was the last time you got on a public speaking forum and said the truth whether or not people want to hear it? Being booed, being told to shut up, to sit back down. When was the last time you had your banners confiscated off you because they were too controversial? And come on. What, do you think you're resisting just by listening to this show? This show is merely a vessel. If you contribute to me, if you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and you donate, if you make those regular donations, like some of the very, very loyal listeners, one of the listeners gives a $50 donation directly into my bank account every month. Another Russell gives me $100 a month. Another person named James, he gave me $350 the other day and $250 the week before that. And all this is allowing me to do is just pay the rent, because the rent is so freaking ridiculously high that everything is so ridiculously expensive. Food prices going up. I got to register my car. My shoes have holes in them. Can't find a clean pair of underwear to save my life. You know, I'm really struggling here. I'm on the bones, ladies and gentlemen, of my ass, have been for years and years and years. I have sacrificed everything. Everything that I thought that I would ever achieve in my life, I have put on the back burner because I know that if I don't give every single waking minute of my life to resisting scumbaggery, I won't have a life at all. They will kill people like me. Those people like you who support me, you'll be next. And that makes me so angry. It makes me afraid. Afraid for you. Afraid for myself. I don't even know if I'm even going to be able to have kids. I don't even know if in the next year or so the internet won't be controlled and stop me from broadcasting. I don't even know if I'm going to have to start turning into being a writer and carbon copy things like I did in the old Soviet Republic when censorship was at its highest. I don't know how fast this agenda is going to be implemented. I know what the end game is. And they're going to kill all of us. All of us. Any one of us who cares about their country, anyone who cares about their fellow man, anybody who cares about anything other than mass media, lies, deception, drugs and alcohol, anybody who cares about anything of value will be on a hit list. We're all dead already as far as I'm concerned. So as far, you know, as my realization has come to me, I haven't actually sacrificed anything. I wasn't going to lose already.
Bonkers.
But I just think I'm free. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment here of the Vinnie Eastwood Show for today. I've been given somewhat of an impassioned speech and, you know, doing it in my deep voice, my serious voice. You know, I was just... What can you say? You know, people ask me all the time, you know, what can you do to help shake people out of their slumber? And the answer is, frack all you can do, unless you're one of the tyrants suppressing them. They're the ones who wake you up. Your friends and your family don't wake you up at all. Getting busted and having lies told about you in court, or having a media hit piece article done on you, or having your company stolen by somebody who's a personal friend of the Prime Minister, that wakes you up. People like me? Nah. Telling you the truth? Nah. You have to be hit by the truth with a fracking sledgehammer in the face in order to wake up to it. Really. And I hope that all of you that are listening to this show get beaten by batons, get sprayed with mace, get tasered, get dragged out of your cars and have your children's heads slammed onto the hood or something. I hope something horrible happens to you. I mean that in a good way. Because then, only then, will you really, truly wake up to the reality that you have no rights, that you are a slave, and that you have nothing to lose by resisting, that they ain't going to take away from you anyway. That is the realization you've got to come to, as I did. When I realized that every single job that I ever had didn't appreciate me, was run by psychos, and no matter how much they were paying me, it wasn't worth my frickin' soul. I understood that just because of the harsh reality. I understood that police were liars because they made up evidence, even though I had signed a full confession in court, and they still made stuff up to make themselves look good. You know, it has to happen to you. It really does. And I don't know, I was thinking about this yesterday, and you know, I was talking to a young kid, like 20 years old, and he's still at university. He realizes university is a scam, and he still wants to be there because he thinks he needs a job, and he thinks that university is going to get him a job, even though he realizes it probably won't be there when he gets out. Even though you know. You need to be busted for no reason. You need to be, I don't know, kicked out of your house by a foreclosure agent or something like that, or have your parents shot by police before you wake up. Go out and seek trauma. This may sound really psychotic, what I'm saying to you. That's because it's the truth. The truth is freaking crazy. It really is. You need to suffer. All of you. Maybe just, you know, I don't know how much suffering it takes. The amount of suffering I had was enough to make your legs give out on you when you're trying to get up the stairs, because the pain of having all your friends abandon you, of losing your girlfriend, losing everything in your future that you thought you would one day attain. Once you realize that everything in your life that you once thought existed was just a mirage, it disappears, only to reveal the fact that you're in a hollow desert with a blazing sun threatening to dry all of the blood in your veins. When you've lost all hope and you cry out to a higher power to give you the strength to just get up those stairs. Maybe you need to suffer that much before you wake up. Without no sacrifice, there can be no victory. Without pain, you cannot know true pleasure. Without hate, you cannot know true love. Don't avoid conflict. Don't avoid pain. Don't avoid negativity. Embrace it. Seek it out. For it is only in the dark that you realize how bright your light can truly shine. That you can survive all of that. Whatever the system throws at you, you can survive it. There is nothing to stop you. You're that powerful. If only you would believe it. And I have concern, of course, that there's many people out there who can't follow that example, who won't accept that reality, that there is no future for you. I've accepted it. I've accepted that, some scum might bust into my house at any time, drag me off to some kangaroo court, execute me via firing squad. I've accepted it. I can die today, right now, and have my fate spelled out for me by people who I never elected, do not respect, and will not follow the orders of, and be happy and satisfied that at least I will die free in my own mind, even though the physical 3D universe tells me and reminds me every day that I am naught but a slave. Has that realization dawned upon you yet? Have you come to that conclusion that you are a good person, that you will not bow down, that you will not allow your spirit to be broken, even when it's shattered into 1,000 pieces? You can still pull yourself back together, like the T-1000 in Terminator 2. You know that bit where he gets frozen? Hasta la vista, baby. Shattered into 1,000,000 pieces I've been. And yet I still managed to collect myself and come back. I will not be knocked down. I will not be silenced. And I won't censor what it is that I think just so that I can get some kind of mainstream media coverage. I will not dumb things down or sugarcoat them so that I can get some form of scraps from the king's table. I'm making my own damn table. Thank you very much. Do you want to sit at my table? Are you with me? If you're with me, then for Frank's sake, show it to me. Give me a donation. Set up an automatic payment. Share this radio broadcast via email, Facebook, Twitter. Make YouTube videos about it. Download and upload my shows if you want. Do anything. Anything at all. Just don't do nothing. If you do nothing, that that's how the New World Order wins. That's how they've indoctrinated us from birth. Told us to respect authority. Told us to deny our own divinity. Told us to put down our creativity. To not appreciate real friendship, real love, real loyalty, except to that of the state, which wraps itself around you like an anaconda, crushing your soul, crushing your mind, and making your bones creak and snap like dry twigs. That is not the thing that envelops you with love. That is the thing that is enveloping you with hate, deception, and scumbaggery. It is no longer tolerable to let all that is good in this world die. Say and do nothing about it. There are no excuses. You have nothing to lose. You think that because you got kids or a mortgage that you can't fight to save humanity? You think that nobody throughout history had kids or a mortgage that made a difference? Wake up, be who you are born to be, and resist. There is no option. We'll see you again sometime at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.